How is it going, everybody? Born AK Hog here. Really, really tough loss today from the San Diego Padres. They dropped the series. They actually allow the Cubs to win their first ever series of the year, besides the first actual series they played all season long. That's so San Diego Padres. Welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, aka Hog here. Really quick to all my listeners right now, we're trying a new thing on the streams where although we do the hour plus hour and a half streams, for the first 15, 20 minutes, I'm not going to engage with chat as much and do a 15 to 20 minute post-game recap that will also be uploaded to my YouTube in a more condensed version. Nevertheless, if you are new to the Hogwatch, we cover everything related to the San Diego Padres post-game shows after every single game. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button and turn on those post-bell notifications, hit the like button, and let's get started, man. So listen, the Padres won a nail-biter last night after Schwindel, we thought, hit a go-ahead grand slam. The balls were dead. So if anyone's complaining about the Will Myers hit in the ninth inning, the balls also screwed the Chicago Cubs last night. So here's the situation. The Padres came in today at 20-11, a big-time chance to win this series, go 11-4 in the 15 games against non-playoff teams, and get ready for the big-time road trip ahead starting in the ATL. Unfortunately for them, Nick Martinez was on the mound today, and he did not look the same as he did from his last start for the San Diego Padres. Nick Martinez didn't have his command. His changeup hung up a little bit. His fastball didn't look great, and it wasn't one specific pitch. It wasn't one specific at-bat. It was a barrage, especially that fourth inning. Martinez allowed a lot of runs. He allowed the home run to Contreras in the first inning, so we're going to get into all of that. I hope everyone's having a great day. We need to calm down. We need to keep the faith. The San Diego Padres find themselves at 20-12. On a bright side, I guess we can say that the San Diego Padres had their most home runs of the season with a whopping 3. Water bottle guy Luke Voit and Eric Hosmer. Voit respectable for 2 of those home runs, excuse me, responsible, and Eric Hosmer responsible for 1 of those home runs. So let's break down this game right from the get-go and talk about what went on with our San Diego Padres tonight, because the offense, they did have 12 hits, but they just weren't timely enough. It's nice to see the 3 home runs, but it's not nice to see all 3 of those home runs being solo home runs. So nevertheless, we get into a Nick Martinez today, 4 innings pitched, 5 earned runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Unfortunately for Nick Martinez, the 4th inning is where things really became awful for him. That's the thing. 8 strikeouts, but was not getting any ground balls, and he wasn't able to go deep into the ballgame for the San Diego Padres. Now, for people overreacting, saying Nick Martinez should not be in this rotation, give it to Mackenzie Gore. 5 days ago, Padres fans, we were talking about how can Nick Martinez be removed from this rotation after his fantastic, delectable, immaculate start against the Miami Marlins. And, you know, today, it was quite frankly the opposite of that. But it kind of just goes to show how overreactionary we are as fans at times, getting way too high and getting way too low. For the most part, Nick Martinez has been everything and some that you would like for a pure number 5 starter. Today, he didn't have his best stuff. He allowed 5 runs, but the Padres put up 5 runs. They just weren't able to hang more. Again, welcome to the Padres Hogwatch postgame show, guys. If you don't know my name is Borna, aka Hog. We talk about the San Diego Padres every single day, okay? We do postgame shows every single day about this organization, and it's been a fun start to the year, 20-12, but this series, guys, I kind of have a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth, Nevertheless, okay? Nevertheless, although Martinez allowed the 5 runs, okay, the Padres were getting some great production. Breaking news, Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer combined for 5 hits. Breaking goddamn news. They were carrying this offense yet again. Don't worry, we're going to get into Luke Voit, okay? But before we do so, what kept the Padres afloat early on in this baseball game was Manny Machado, quality at-bats, Eric Hosmer, quality at-bats. Guys, we're starting to get into historic territory with the kind of production these guys are giving us 30-plus games into the year. It is absolutely insane. It is absolutely insane to see. Manny Machado, his last 2 at-bats weren't on par as his first 2 at-bats, but at one point, I think his batting average was north of .390 to start the game today. The quality of his at-bats, even in his last at-bat where he struck out on a mid-level fastball, he's taking pitches that you do not expect major league hitters to take. I mean, he's taking changeups that are so tough to take, fastballs with movement. Manny Machado is locked in right now in the plate. You talk about Eric Hosmer, launch angle who? The biggest knock on this guy was maybe he would be able to hit 260, 270. But how about this guy hitting 370 and now upping his total to 4 home runs this year? I mean, Eric Hosmer's on a 20 home run pace for a guy that was going to be traded to the New York Mets for all of his salary and Dom Smith. I mean, it is a revelation that the San Diego Padres are getting this kind of production from their 3 and now their 4 hitter in Eric Hosmer, because it was hard to not have Eric Hosmer not hitting cleanup, and now he's doing just that for the San Diego Padres. But the story of the night, my fellow Hogdrays, the story of the night, my fellow Friar fans, has been none other than Luke Voit. I mean, Luke Voit, this was a time where there was a lot of concern for Mr. Luke Voit. They were arguing bringing him back down to El Paso. He went 0-9 with 9 straight strikeouts for the El Paso Chihuahuas. And next thing you know, in these first 2 games, Luke Voit just looks like a whole different player at the plate. I mean, look at this, man. These are some sick photography shots. But Luke Voit, you didn't see the celebration one time today. You saw this celebration twice today for Luke freaking Voit. And even his 2 outs were lineouts. In that last at bat, he knew it was breaking ball. He was sitting breaking ball and he tried to tie the game and he just caught it off the end of the at bat. Okay, but let's go in chronological order. So Luke Voit went deep kind of earlier on in the game. And then what had happened was that this offense, it was kind of going back and forth. The Padres offense had a little bit of a lull to it. And then we kind of get into the bullpen. We got to talk about Nabil Chrismat. We got to talk about Luis Garcia, unfortunately, and what those situations look like. But take a look at Luke Voit and his first home run as a member of the San Diego Padres. It felt pretty nice to see Luke Voit, and it felt very nice to see the water bottle come out for the former New York Yankee guys. What a nice sight to see Luke Voit go yard.
Take his check.
Voit to left field. You wanted his first home run.
You love it.
As a Padre, you got it.
And what the crazy thing about that first Luke Voit home run, everybody, was that he crushed it and the ball barely went out, which is absolutely insane that the ball barely went out for Luke Voit. I mean, I was shocked. I was shocked that thing had barely went out. But when you saw Luke Voit go deep, then you're like, oh my God, the weight's off his chest. Let's go, let's go, let's go. So we talked about Machado, we talked about Hosmer, we got to talk about Luke Voit and his second home run as well for the San Diego Padres. But another thing I would add, okay, another thing I would add is that it's nice to see, okay, we won't spend too much time on this, but it's nice to see Jurickson Profar have 2 straight games of 2+ hits. Maybe he likes hitting second now. Maybe it's going to be a benefit for Jurickson Profar, because at the moment, he was really struggling kind of being in that cleanup guy. It almost felt like that there was a lot of pressure on Profar when he had the 5 quick home runs to start the 2022 campaign to kind of keep up on that foot and to kind of be the home run leader for the San Diego Padres. You saw him pressing. You saw him diagnosing too much at the plate. But now what he has to do is now he has kind of less of a responsibility. He's now able to hit second, not worrying about his slugging. And he seems a little more comfortable at the plate. It was nice to see Profar get the double. So that was really great to see. Before we get into the rest of this game, so the Padres had themselves down 5-2 heading into the 6th inning, okay? They had themselves down 5-2 heading into the 6th inning. Then there was a very interesting situation where the Padres had the bases loaded with 1 out. Jorge Alfaro, okay, probably had the worst at-bat I have ever seen in my life. He was 1-2 count. He already swung at 2 awful, super inside changeup slash 2-seamers. And a 1-2 pitch comes Alfaro's way. Guys, you got to listen to this. A 1-2 pitch comes Alfaro's way from El Frost. And he swings a pitch that was almost behind him. Jorge Alfaro swings at a pitch that was literally almost behind him. And it was one of those at-bats where you're like, this guy got a hanging breaking ball on Mother's Day and said, how do you do to all the moms out there to beat the Marlins, you know, with the walk-off 3-run shot, 3-2. And then today it was a complete antonym of that. I mean, that at bat was, whew. I sent out a tweet. By the way, my Twitter is at the Hog Watch for those who are listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. But you saw Jorge Alfaro with that swing. I mean, that was some of the ugliest thing I have ever seen in my life. I'm going to cut the guy some slack, though. He made everyone's Mother's Day a lot, better of a time. So after the sixth, the Padres actually were able to get one of those runs because Jake Cronenworth didn't really do anything at the plate today, but he reached first base on catcher's interference, which was really, really nice to see. So now we head into the seventh. The Padres are down 5-3, and we still think that we're not too optimistic here just because there wasn't things going. And we thought this game was open for, we thought this game was done for sure, until El Gallo made an absolutely unbelievable freaking play. I mean, El Gallo showed the wheels here, robbing Jason Hayward of a solo shot. Take a look at this play.
He eyes it. Timing is perfect.
Oh,
El Gallo.
Unbelievable play.
Took a home run away.
Yes, he did.
Gives us hope. We're going to get into Nabil Chrismat. Don't worry about that. I guess we'll get into it right now. And by the way, guys, for the YouTube audience watching this short condensed recap before I get into my stream, we're going to end these little recaps with the top hogs and hog washes of the night. So we're also going to be able to show those at the end of these 20-minute recaps. Nabil Chrismat, okay? This is a guy that does not get enough love for the San Diego Padres because he usually comes in when a starter gets blown up early, when the score's lopsided. Not really in high leverage situations, but guys, I tell you, Nabil Chrismat today, 3 innings pitched, only 1 hit, 1 strikeout, only threw 35 pitches through 3 innings, and 24 of those 35 being for strikes. Nabil Chrismat has been absolutely N-A-I-L-S for the San Diego Padres. Can I have the language of origin? Can I have that in a set? That is nails, okay? For the San Diego Padres. Just been absolutely awesome for the San Diego Padres. And this guy deserves some money. He deserves more love. He deserves more praise because none of us are giving this guy the credit he deserves. Nabil Chrismat is able to preserve your bullpen, number one. And number two, he's able to eat up innings to relieve starters from their wrongdoings. So Nabil Chrismat was absolutely awesome. So the Padres found themselves down 5-3 at the seventh inning stretch. Okay, at the seventh inning stretch, and then Papo, Eric Hosmer, came to the plate and had something to say about that.
Yeah. Away.
Too hot in the hot zone. Likes to get extended, right?
Gets extended there, shoots it out to left center field. Hayward on the run, going back, looking up, gonna go. A home run for Eric Hosmer.
Legit opposite field power for Eric Hosmer. When he's elevating the ball to right field, that's one thing. When he's elevating the ball to left center field from a left-handed hitter, that's another thing. It's just unbelievable, guys, to kind of see the production that the Padres are getting from the corners of their infield. You know, you can say all you want about Eric Hosmer from a defensive standpoint and can argue that he's a defensive liability, but his shillelagh has been hotter than fish grease to start the 2022 campaign. The only better hitter in baseball right now ahead of Eric Hosmer is another fellow Friar, and his name is Manny Machado, who had a quiet 2-for-4 day at the dish. It's unbelievable when he goes 2-for-4, doesn't really have any power or anything involved. It's considered a quiet day because our expectations for Manny Machado are so high. So now we see ourselves at down 5-4 in the seventh, and Luke Voit says, you know what? Have no fear. The former Yankee is here. Unbelievable. Now it doesn't want to show. That's okay. Here it is.
Voit winds up, hits it in the air. Deep to left field. This one is gonna go. Second of the day for Luke Voit, and the game is tied.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He ties the game. He ties the game, and he ties the game. However, Luis Garcia comes into the eighth, okay? And absolutely sold today for the San Diego Padres. He came into the eighth and absolutely sold today for the San Diego Padres. Had no command, bases loaded, nobody out, and just allowed hits to everybody and anybody. And the Padres lost this game 7-5. Luis Garcia just didn't have his stuff today. I'll say it again. Now that leaves us to wrapping up this recap segment with the top hogs and hog washes of the night. Your top hogs tonight, we actually have two in Luke Voit and Nabil Chrismat. Luke Voit, no doubt, had the two home runs, was the man of the freaking hour today. This was a tough loss for the Padres, but Luke Voit, it's great to see him get that kind of production. And Nabil Chrismat, I already said it, 3 innings pitched, 1 hit, 35 pitches, 24 of them being strikes. Easy as 1-2-3. Okay? Okay? Okay. And your hog washes of the night. Nick Martinez, okay, and Luis Garcia. Nick Martinez just didn't really have his best stuff. You know, his command wasn't great. He had the 8 strikeouts, didn't really get ground balls when he needed them. And also, Luis Garcia had to just be a hogwash there. The game was 5-5. The Padres had so much momentum, and that was that. Thank you guys for listening. For the YouTube audience, there's your post-game recap, May 11th, Padres Cubs. All right, Padres fans. What are you guys' thoughts on doing something like that so I can have like a condensed recap version for like a 15 to 20? Do you guys like that if I were to do like a 15 to 20 minute quick recap version for other people on my YouTube who can actually watch it and don't want to watch like an hour, 10 minutes? I'll start engaging with the chat now. How's it going, everybody? Where's everybody tuning in from? You know, tough loss there. We're going to get into it. Let's get a quick roll call, everybody. Would love to hear where everyone's tuning in from. And I don't know if I want to hear your guys' feedback on that, but if I'm a YouTube viewer, I don't want to watch Hogs 80-minute post-game shows, right? I want to watch like a 15-minute recap if I'm driving to work, if I'm doing something. So that's kind of why I'm doing that at the beginning of my streams, and then I can just clip it and I can post that on my YouTube alongside the actual exactly. So there you go. I can and I'll have my initial reaction. I'll have my initial reaction as well, you know, just in case. So, yeah. How's everybody doing, man? What's up, everybody? It's good seeing you guys. We're going to talk about this one. This one fucking sucked, man. I'm pissed. Should we hear from Christensen? Did he speak yet? Fish grease? I know. Let's hear from Ryan Christensen real quick.
Have some light, have some fight. After we went down a couple times, come back and get right back in this ball game, so I'm very encouraged.
This was a winning homestand. Every road trip and homestand has been a winning one for you guys. What does that tell you despite some of the struggles?
Well, you know, we've been doing a lot of things well. We've been pitching the ball well, getting some timely hits. Obviously, Manny and Haas have been hot and carrying the team up to this point. But like I said, it was good to see some guys that we expect to be contributors to the lineup go out there and put the bat on the ball hard today. A couple of home runs from Luke. Almost a game-time home run there with Myers at the end.
Oh, guys, the Myers home run. I mentioned this on the post-game recap, too. It wasn't Will Myers' fault, you know? It wasn't Will Myers' fault that he, you know, it's the baseballs. I mean, he crushed that. By the way, I totally forgot to record that post-game recap. I'm a noob.
The end, so still playing good defense, running the bases, doing a lot of things well. And, you know, we got a nice record at this point of the season.
Just knowing how hard Luke has worked and the start that he's had of the season, how nice was it to see him get a few there?
That was great. I mean, we know he's a big league hitter. He's proven that he can be a contributor. He can be a factoring bat in the lineup, and that's what he's going to bring to the table right there. It was great to see him barrel a couple balls and get a couple balls over the fence today and just miss that last pitch, I think, in that last one too.
How much can slug like you got today that you have not had? How much can that help you guys?
Well, guys, the slugging helps, but the issue is there was no Padres on the pillows, right? You had 3 home runs, which shockingly was the most home runs the Padres had all year. But, I mean, guys, they, you know, no one was on base.
Help any team. You know, we can grind out some at-bats. You start, you know, with the addition of Myers and Voit, I mean, that lengthens the lineup down there, too, with some threats throughout now. So we're in a good place there if these guys continue to go up there and put the bat on the ball hard. And if you can get the slug, then obviously you're going to score some runs.
Garcia had been so good. What did you see today?
You know, he didn't come out throwing quality strikes right away. A couple runners got on base there, and then obviously the inning spiraled a little bit. But got the double play, minimized the damage, and I felt like we were still right there in the end.
We got.
I just want to talk to y'all. There's Ryan Christensen. I don't even want to hear any more of it. I did not record the recap, but Jeff, I can just download the YouTube video after the stream and post it. It's just probably not going to be in as good of a quality, but yeah. Truth says, I think it was a little long. Honestly, if you just go over the candidates of hogwash, people can get the gist of how the game went. I think, you know, listen, I think there's compromises that need to be made, though. You may think it's a little long, but think about somebody who's watching just that and wants to get like a gist of it. Maybe 15 minutes is a bit long. That's kind of where it ran. Maybe I'll work on time. But guys, remember that was take number one. So we're only up from here. I appreciate you guys is just riding with me and letting me kind of explore some different things on my channel. So listen, I mean, talking about this game today, I don't really know exactly where to pinpoint because The offense put up 5 runs. They slugged 3 home runs. The issue is there was just no people on base to show for it. Nick Martinez wasn't great tonight, but guys, we talked about it all year. We're not going to get quality starts. We're not going to get quality starts all year long. It's crazy. We have a good road record, says Fat Cell. Yeah, we're 20-12 overall. We're 10-7 at home and 10-5 on the road. And here we go, everybody, okay? The real season starts on Friday. Like, the road trip is going to be insane. It's going to be insane. Atlanta, Philadelphia, San Francisco, you host the Brewers. It's going to be a real test for this franchise to see kind of a sticking point of where they are at right now. It's going to be a really, really big test. And, you know, on the bright side, they're going to have Darvish. They're going to have Manaea. They're going to have Musgrove. ADHD says, the other issue, though, is I think people come here to see you go crazy right at the start of the streams, depending on if we win or lose. These recaps may stop you from doing that. Absolutely not. Maybe I changed my tone a little bit on today's recap just because it was my first time, but there was no reason to go crazy or no reason to be mad kind of from today's game, you know? Like, guys, here's another thing, okay? I'm going to be emotional when I'm going to be emotional. I'm not going to be somebody that I'm not. And this game was just like, there wasn't really anything for me to say. Like, there's a lot for me to say, but I'm not like insanely high. I'm not insanely low. I'm pissed off about it, but I'm not going to be like, grrr. Like, I will, you guys will see it when it comes out naturally. Okay. That's something you guys have to understand. Listen, because I'm not going to just say this offense sucks. They were awful because right now this offense was bad, but they were good today. Jeff, bro. Oh my God. Well, the Jeff Grau bombs are back. The Jeff Grau bombs are back. I need to make a
Jeff C4 bomb. Has Jeff, been successfully activated. Bomb detonation countdown successfully started.
Jeff bombs. Bombs away. Jeff, bro, I appreciate the insane donation, man. I think it went really, really well. That's what people want to see. Here's a couple bucks for graphics. Nate sucks. Thank you, man, so much, Jeff, for the donation. I know, Jeff, I know you give me money at times and donations. I know we're more than that in a great relationship. So thank you, man, for supporting me day in and day out, man. You're insane. You are insane. Let's get some W's for Jeff in the chat, man. And I'm going to keep doing those post-game recaps. Okay? Because right now, I think that's what the people want, and it's going to be a great look, Jeff, bro. We'll talk offline, man. Thank you so much, bro. That's insane, man. You're crazy. I paid a $38 parking ticket today, a little cute parking ticket, so that's going to help, man. Thank you, bro. Jeff, thank you, man. You can have Top Hog and Hogwash. Take a look at your graphics board tonight. Your two top hogs, one of them being Nabil Krizmak, got his second Top Hog award of the night. Oh, my God. Fixed. We should be good. And then Luke Voigt got his award tonight as well. But Luke Voigt had a total hog. What did Luke Voigt have? Luke Voigt had 2 hog washes of the year, and he got his first top hog of the night. So his aggregate score is at -1. Let's take a look at the box score again tonight. It's been one of those days, guys. Actually, we take a look at the tally board. So there's our updated standings. I potentially wanted to give it to Manny Machado, but I mean, is it still messed up? No, I think it's fine. I wanted to give it to Manny Machado, but guys, I wanted to give a tech to Eric Hosmer, but it had to have gone to Luke Voigt. It had to have gone to Nabil Krizmak. I could only give it to 2 guys, and guys, it's crazy because Eric Hosmer had a fantastic night as well, but it just, you know, they didn't get it. So here's our updated standings. Again, Profar starting to play better. Nabil Krizmak earns his second Top Hog award of the day. Luke Voigt earns a Top Hog award of the day. Unfortunately for Luke Voigt, he has a a negative one aggregate score. Nick Martinez falls off the top eight as he had a score of one, but then to zero, okay? And Luis Garcia has his first award of the year. Unfortunately for him, not a good award in the Hogwash Award, and goes down to negative one. So, guys, thoughts on this game? Like, this is a kind of game that it makes you mad. I mean, this was a really bad loss. The balls were juiced. What is your optimism levels, though, from Luke Voit? How do you feel right now seeing this kind of production from Luke Voit right now? Are you feeling good that he's actually giving you this kind of production and this kind of work? Because, I mean, if Luke Voit seriously figured it out, I mean, this is just a huge day for him. I mean, if he's able to get this shit going. What about a monthly award? Sure, consider it. But it's just Luke Voit. He just looked different at the plate. I'm going to say it how it is. His approach, he wasn't chasing as much. And even his outs, guys, even his outs were line outs. It something seemed different today. But from a scale of 1 to 10, what are your levels at? 1 being hell no, I'm not buying into this 2-home run game. Versus, yeah, I'm buying into it. But it just sucks that, guys, it sucks that there were no Padres on base tonight. That's why they lost. They had 12 hits, but only 5 runs. You know what's also crazy, guys? Just going to show you how juiced the balls are. I mean, look at the first Luke Voit home run. Seriously, look at the first Luke Voit home run. He absolutely crushes it. He crushes it. But, guys, the balls are so messed up. Look how he barely went out. He's like, it's a no doubter, but it barely went out. That's insane. He crushed it. It barely went out. It's pretty scary to see that because Will Myers thought he got it. And by the way, this was during the day. This was during the day where the ball travels more. But again, ADHD makes a great point. You look at this, 12 hits for the Padres offense tonight, okay? 12 hits for the Padres offense tonight. You go look at last night for the Padres offense. It was 11 hits for the Padres offense last night. So that's 23 combined hits over the last 2 nights for the team. Now, tomorrow the Padres have an off day, which is going to be nice. They have a travel day. The bullpen can get an extra leg back. It was really tough to see Luis Garcia kind of have a really tough outing, man. It was just tough to see Luis Garcia have a tough outing. Jeff says ADHD has a homer boner for Voit. I do think he's going to hit 250, 25-plus home runs. You would hope, right? Because he's the guy that you brought in to do big-time slugging for this team, and he won a full month without hitting any home runs. That's a homer boner. Both times it was hit launch angle. It was a high launch angle. I mean, did you hear the sound of that hanging breaking ball, though, JD? That shit should have been gonzo in the upper deck. It's going to be curious to see how Fernando does when Fernando tees off and see how far his balls go. Again, this is brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for all betting needs. If you guys can't tell, if my energy's a little low, by the way, I'm on 4 hours of sleep, okay? So, yeah, I'm going to take a nap after this. It's been a long work week for the Hogster. I'm ready for the weekend, man. I'm ready for the weekend series. I'm just ready for this Brave series to start. But we're 20-12. So, everybody, considering we just lost the series to the Cubs, but just considering where this team is without Fernando Tatis Jr., without Drew Pomeranz, without Morejon, without Baez, Voit being hurt, Myers being hurt, a lot of things not into play, Cronenworth not playing well, Grisham, Profar, all those things not into play, the Padres are 20-12. They're a game and a half back behind the LA Dodgers. The Giants are starting to win a lot of games. What do you feel about this team? Where do you stand with this team right now? Seems like Grish is the only auto out right now. Jake Cronenworth was pretty auto today, Mr. Grau, unfortunately. But Jake's been playing a lot better lately, too. So I'll give him credit where credit was due. It seems like Kim is struggling. I think Kim and Grisham are struggling. Alfaro had such an awful at-bat. Oh, my God. Guys, I literally cannot get over that Jorge Alfaro at-bat. I cannot get over that Jorge Alfaro at-bat. It was so awful. Seven out of 10, Soak Sale. I mean, guys, huge, huge, huge Braves series. I mean, coming up on Friday. You're going to have Darvish. You're going to have Manine. You're going to have Musgrove starting on Friday. So for Friday, it's going to be Darvish, Max Fried. The Braves get their number one. The Padres get their number one. On Saturday, it's going to be the Padres number two versus the Braves number two. Sean Manaea versus Charlie Morton. And Sunday, rise and shine, fellow Padres fans. Wake up at 8:30 in the morning. You got Joe Musgrove versus Kyle Wright. This is going to be a pitching battle for the San Diego Padres and Atlanta Braves. It's our 1-2-3 versus their 1-2-3. Mano y mano, lineup versus lineup, team versus team. It shouldn't get better than that, man. The Braves, Padres, that's going to be a very interesting series nonetheless. The Atlanta Braves also have been struggling so far this year. They're second in the NL East, but they're 14-17. Is this who their identity is? Is this a prolonged World Series hangover? Stay tuned, as we'll also have you guys all covered on the Padres Hogwatch postgame show. Guys, mind me for the short stream. I'm so exhausted. I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to post that recap shortly, though. Hopefully, it doesn't make me wait an hour. If anybody knows good downloading places where I can download my YouTube video immediately, please let me know in the Discord right now. I'm so tired, guys. Jeff, thank you so much for the donation, man. You're crazy. I'll talk to you offline in the Discord. Thank you guys so much for your support in me. Thank you guys so much for believing in me. This is the Hogwatch train. Let's keep it going, guys. I'm exhausted. Mind me. I'll see you guys on Friday, if not tomorrow, for an off-day stream. Take care, everybody.